All right, recording.
Okay. All right, so let's start. So we start doing it very interesting. We started to get into this, that there's three ravas. There's ravas for his chat. Shasek amaisa machel tras machel tartino machel. There's ravas second shot. Shasek amaisa kapid in his tartino kapid tras kapid. We were bothered by a question in the Rashbam. We did Rashbam on Rava's second, and then there's the third shot of Mr. Mishtari, which seems to be completely different, right? Which we don't know. That's a very unknown. Is Rava's third shot completely different, or is it continuation? It's just building on the first two shots. Okay. But before we get to the Rava's third shot, so the what is the difference between the first shot of Rava and the second shot? So in general, we saw yesterday, very interesting, that there's a machlokes, the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershon in the shot, in Rava's second shot. Right? As we saw at the very end of yesterday, that Rabbeinu Rashbam says, just to read it, Tanas kapin, ho v'shinesh ba'avlaso, v'kanes b'lav rishos ha'bayden, zesh ha'shosek v'lo micha, v'adai machrono. We were bothered by why Rashbam had to say this. It sounds as like it would fit in to the first shot of Rava also. And that was our problem. Since it fits in exactly in Rava's first shot, the only change between Rava's first shot and second shot is whether he's macho or not. The first shot was he's macho. Second shot is he's not macho, but he doesn't say anything. But that has nothing to do with what Rashi is talking about. So the Gabi, what Rashi is talking about, why it's a chazaka, there's no difference between the first shot and the second shot. But that was our problem. Now, the Rabbeinu Gershon says on the Rash on this pshul part, thlas lo machol, where is this Rashbam? So we pointed out that the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershom are completely different. Why are they different? How are they different? Rabbeinu Gershom says, Slas Kapin, Shlo Yaksik Bo Umocha. And Rashbam says, right, so what's the difference?
Well, the Rashbam is saying you did something wrong three times and I will not tolerate it. While Rabbeinu Gershom, theoretically, you could have done it five times also. But for some reason, whatever the reason is, and whatever the muhzak over here means, you will create some kind of muhzak. And because of that, now I have to protest.
In other words, according to the Rashbam, there's a reason why Rashbam has a problem, really. And that's why with Rabbeinu Gershom also has a problem. See, there's a problem in the Rashbam. Is why is a guy getting upset on the third time and not the first time? Bishlama, in the Rava's first shot, he didn't get upset the first time because he doesn't really mind. I'm Maicho. Okay. There's a certain amount. I'm Maicho. Doesn't bother me. I'm happy to be a nice guy and let people help themselves to my stuff a little bit. You know, a guy comes and he borrows, okay. But if every day he's borrowing my pen, there's a point, you know. You'll get your own pen at some point. You know, so according to Rava's first shot, the reason why I don't get upset. And Rava's first shot is not because you did three times avlas. The first time was not an avla. The first time I was meichel. I'm very happy. Second time I'm meichel. The avla only is in the third time when I'm not meichel, and that's the avla. And that's when I protest. That was Rava's first shot. According to Rava's second shot, really it's an avla right away. Haraya, because I'm not meichel. If I'm not meichel, then you're a ganav. If you're a ganav, then it's an avla right away. So then why didn't I protest? It's an avla. Terence says that I control myself and I don't complain about avlas. So now the problem is, if you don't complain about avlas, so why do you complain after three times? And if you're a person, it's an avla, and you don't complain, even though the guy's stealing from you, you keep quiet. So you should keep quiet 3 years. So he had to say, Svara, over she is mavlaso. Right? That's a new Svara, that human nature, right? This is completely different than Shor HaMu'ed, right? Shor HaMu'ed, Rabbi Yechon and Shor HaMu'ed was that Fakir, a person would protest every time, every year, except one non-protest is not such a raya. One raya is not enough of a raya. We need three rayas. So their pshat is, you would protest every year, except, and now we need a combination of three rayas. Now we're saying we only need one raya. Rava's first shot is that the raya comes, a person's not meichel more than 3 years. 3 years worth is not meichel. Okay? But according to Rava's second shot, the guy is not meichel. So why didn't he protest the first time and you have a raya from one time? Because we don't know the Shor HaMu'ed. One raya is enough. Terence says, because a guy maybe is a guy, he doesn't like to complain. So then even 3 years, Terence says, so the new psychology in new psychology that Sheenish Bablosso, that a guy would not be able to control. Right? It's a whole new svara. That's you did an avla three times, that bothers me. Right? No, that's not nothing to do with Shor HaMu'ed. It just happened to be the same number of three, but it's just coincidental because it's different ways to figure out Cheskes Gimel Shanim. But it's just that a human nature is that even a guy who has patience, the Rebbe who has patience when the kid is chutzpahdik. But if the kid is chutzpahdik three times, he blows up. For one time, you don't get upset. Two times, you don't get upset. But three times, you get upset. Your patient gets taxed after three times. Okay. But the Rabbeinu Gershon is not like that. Rabbeinu Gershon says that if I have patience and I don't get upset the first time, then I don't get upset the second time. I wouldn't get upset the third time, but the fourth time. Obviously, I'm a person. I'm not cupid. I don't get upset. I don't complain. Except that there's a different thing here. I don't want to lose my karka. Okay, I'm going to lose my karka. So then I have no brayer. I have to complain.
So Rabbi, doesn't that Rav Nachman? Because according to Ben Gershon, Lamaisa, I could hear that he shouldn't have to give back the payri. Lamaisa, he was just doing it to the point where not Musa, but he didn't really care. He shouldn't really have to give back as much. I could see the Rashbam saying to Ben Gershon, according to that svar, it doesn't fit Rav Nachman as well.
No, I know. You were a ganav. I didn't want to make a tumult. I didn't want to go to Bezdin. You know, they say that the famous story that the Gra was supported by the city of Vilna. The city of Vilna, there was a fund that was actually made by the Gra's grandfather, great-grandfather, the Bear Hagoyle. Was the Gra's, I think, either grandfather or great-grandfather. So he left a fund that they should support a Talmid Chacham in the city. And the city decided to give that to the Gra. So the Gra was supposed to, didn't have to work. You know, he was getting a stipend from the city. I doubt if it was a very big stipend, but he was given a stipend. But they say that the person who was the delivery person who was supposed to deliver the stipend, he basically didn't deliver it. He took it for himself. Figure the Gra's a tzaddik, he won't say anything. Sure enough, the Gra didn't say anything. Didn't want to say lashon hara. So he never told anyone. So for years, he didn't have anything, he wasn't being supported. He said the Gra used to send his kids to neighbors' houses so that people would have rachmanis on them and give them food. But the Gra didn't have all the money they were supposed to get. But the Gra never said anything. Not that he's Michael. Wasn't Michael. The guy's a Ghana. I don't want to make Lashon Hara, take the guy to court. Right.
Isn't that the famous story of the Chavetz Chaim? He's running after the guy, Machalach, Machalach.
Okay. That's something else. Okay. It's a different story. I don't know if the Gra was Mike Charges. The guy there, the guy's a Ghana. Okay. You see, you're saying that Mr. the Gra was Michael too. Okay, I don't know. Anyway, but that's it. With Maisa, there is such a thing that a person.
If someone's a Ganav and the person he steals from is a Tzaddik, so therefore he says he's Michael because he doesn't want on his Taina, does that mean he's not getting an Avera? He's still stealing, though.
No, I don't know. I don't know, it depends. If you're Michael before the Geneva or after the Geneva. If you're Michael after the Geneva, you got an Aveira for stealing. If you're Michael before the Geneva, then there's no stealing, Pashtus. Pashtus, if you're Michael before the Geneva, then you're avoiding the Aveira. Okay, anyway. But just getting back here. So, the Chaira, that's a very nice Rabbeinu Gershon. Rabbeinu Gershon, there's Rashi's chat, or Rashbam's chat, is bringing in a new concept here, which we never had before, which is because it's not learned from Shor HaMu'ed. Shor HaMu'ed was a svara that even though one Rai is a proof, but we need three proofs, okay? Three proofs, because we're getting three. One Rai can always be a fluke. But here it's a different svara that human nature, they only get upset after three times. So that's a whole new svara that no one ever entertained before. The Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't have that svara. Rabbeinu Gershom has a svara that because I don't want you to have a chazaka. Okay. Now there's a taisis here. I don't know if I understand it. So let's read the taisis. The top taisis. Shasa kamaisa lo kapit. So we have what we just got finished saying is there's a machlokes Rashi, Shmam, and Rabbeinu Gershom. Rashbam says, because you're a Shinish Bablasa, so I get upset. And Rabbeinu Gershom says, I don't want you to have a chazaka.
I'm sorry, before we go to Tosas, but they both agree that the first year or the second year, there's no peda, meaning it's not like Shor HaMu'ed, which we assume. You're makpid the first time, the second time, the third time, but we need three rayas, but you are makpid on each time.
Right, that's exactly why I'm going to get to say yes. Now, according to both of them, this guy is a person, that's the thing, he's like the Gra, he's a relaxed person. He doesn't want to get him, he doesn't complain. He's not Michael, you know, it's Geneva, you're a Ganav, but he's not taking the guy to court, he's not making a tumult. He's not making a tumult about it. Because I mean, he's Michael. Now, the Rava's Havamina was, that means you're Michael. Otherwise, why wouldn't you take it to court? He says, no, of course I'm not Michael. It's my money. But I don't want to make a tumult about it. I should have said a better story than the Gra was. They say the same story with Rav Chatzko. That Rav Chatzko, when it came to Panovich, the exact same ice that happened to him, that he did not get paid. Because also the guy who was supposed to be delivering the money from the yeshiva to him was pocketing the money. He wasn't doing it maliciously because he figured Rav Chatzko had money from Chutz Yaretz. And okay, you know, an American comes to Israel, probably has lots of money. So he figured he had money. I'm saying he wasn't American, but the same mentality. So the delivery person borrowed the money. So they say that Rav Chatzko went to Rav Hominer and he asked him, what should I do? I'm getting paid. Should I complain? Because maybe it's not right to complain about you not getting paid. He didn't know the guy was taking the money. He just thought the yeshiva wasn't paying him. So he was, you know, it's possible to complain about money. So Rav Hominer told him not to complain. And then later on, the guy came to him and said, oh, you know, by the way, I was borrowing your money. I figured you didn't need it, but now I can return it. So Rav Chatzko said, you see, it's a good thing. I would have complained. I went over on Lashon Hara. So the mindset of people that don't like making a complaint. You know, that's okay. Anyway, that's Hittaisis. Tema. Minolan. Minolan. Let's see what the test here is. Im came. Minolan. The Rabbi Shmuel. That's what Yadam Yisharamuin. With our Rabbanan. How do we know the Rabbanan didn't learn from Yisharamuin? Inu Nami Matsi Gamir Yisharamuin. Tainu Taimen Nami Dineel, the Gamer Mishra Muin, the Kivin, the Kabe, the Gimbal, same thing, Vidal Nicha, Vadai Makwal Nasano. So I don't know when it starts this Kasha. Beforehand, when we were learning from Shura Muin, this is exactly what Sandy just said. Shot was that every time, every year goes by, there should be Kpeda. Three Kpedas is a raya. Strike three. You know, three rayas is a one raya could be a fluke. Two rayas could be a fluke. But three rayas is a conclusive evidence. So the human nature is that a person would protest after 1 year. That's how we're learning from Shura Muin. Now, 3 years goes by, so there are three indications that it's not your field. So it's a raya, it's a raya conclusive, it's not your field. Just like one goring is a raya that you're a muin. So three goring is a raya, is a conclusive raya. Now over here, we're not saying that. Over here, we're saying, according to the Rabbeinu Gershon, for sure we're not saying that. Over here, we're saying that a guy after 3 years would protest because he doesn't want to have a chazaka. So it has nothing to do with three. It just happens to be coincidental. Three, you know, but certain amount of time, I don't want you to have a chazaka. According to Rabbeinu Rashbam, it's because you were shidish b'avlaso. So if you're three shidish b'avlaso, I get upset. And therefore, I would say something. So what does that have to do with Shura Muin? This is only one raya. Shura Muin is three rayas.
Rebbe, he can't be a Huchzik Shaskin. So we don't want, so not to be a Huchzik Shaskin, he has to come in to say, according to Rabbeinu Gershom, it fits perfectly. Don't make that don't establish yourself with a chazaka that you're a Shaskin. We don't know what's going on. We're not sure. It might be a fluke.
Rabbeinu Gershon had nothing to do with Huchzik Shatkin. Nothing of Huchzik Shatkin. I'm sorry. Huchzik Shatkin means that the normal person would speak right away. And you three times didn't speak when you were supposed to speak. So you're Huchzik Shatkin. Rabbeinu Gershon is, I would only speak once. For sure, this is no shaykh as Rabbeinu Gershon. Rabbeinu Gershon is only... And only after 3 years was there a reason why I would want to say something. Because the only thing that's motivating me to say something, because I don't want to lose my field. This surely has nothing to do with Rabbeinu Gershon. Right? In other words, by Shura Muin, I get the point, you have to clear. Shura Muin, the word of Shura Muin is that even though you have one araya, but rayas are not 100% because it could be a fluke, even though there is a raya. But it's, you know, so when we have three rayas, we don't assume it's a fluke and we say, oh, must be, it's true. But here, it's not three rayas. One raya. Either Rabbeinu Gershon, because people would protest after 3 years because they don't want to lose their field. So that's for sure. I don't see how in the world that could fit into Tysus. But even in the Rashbam, I get upset. Human nature is to get upset when you're insulted three times. So what do I have to do with Shura Mu'ud? Shura Mu'ud. What does that have to do with Shura Mu'ud?
Three times of Kepeda, of Avlasa. It's three times
of Kepeda. According to Rashbam, it's not three Kepedas, it's one Kepeda.
The Gemara says, Loi Kapit.
That's right. Loi Kapit means it doesn't bother me.
It shouldn't. It should bother.
No, I don't need. Like, you're wrong. Sorry. It doesn't bother me. I'm a tzaddik. I'm the Vilna Gaon. I'm Rav Yechezkel Levinson. I don't get upset. I worked on my anger. Things don't bother me.
So Rav Chaskel wouldn't be after 3 years either.
Yes, he would. That's what the Gemara is saying. I don't know Rav Chaskel. There's a certain normal person. When you go ahead and I'm a Rebbe. The kid talks out in class. I said, okay, Chaim, please, next time, raise your hand. Don't talk out. I don't get it. I'm not upset. Fine. 5 minutes later, he talks out again. He says, Chaim, please remember, we don't talk out. Raise your hand. Third time he doesn't, I get upset. So I only get upset once. When a person does three times, he does it, and that's upsetting. Okay, so it's not a din, nothing to do with Shura Mu'ud. Shura Mu'ud is like exactly what you said. Person would normally get upset right away. The fact that you didn't is a raya, and it's not your field. So we have three rayas, and it's not your field. Here, we only have one raya. We have one raya because you normally would get upset after 3 years. If you would need three rayas, you would have to wait 9 years. If you were learning for Shura Mu'ud, because it takes 3 years, Shidush Be'avlasa, so you need to wait 9 years so you would have a chazaka.
Why can Tysus Taka learn different? That he holds it is, that each eating is. Maybe Tysus argues and he holds each eating is a person would be covered. Maybe that's what Tysus is learning.
That's the question. Is Tysus learning different than Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershon? To the Chayra, that's what I have to think about it. What is Tysus doing? In other words, according to Rabbeinu Gershon, there's no shaychus to Tysus Kasha because the guy's only getting upset because he's afraid he's going to have a chazaka. There's no shaychus. He only gets a chazaka after 3 years. According to Rashbam, he gets upset because Shidush Be'avlasa. What does that do with Shura Mu'ud? So what's Tysus Kasha? You know that Rav Shmuel not eat on Shura Mu'ud, not Rabbi. He do not be much to give me Shura Mu'ud. The high and the time that we did the hill, the Gami Shura Mu'ud. The Kim in the cup and the Gimbals him, even on Micha. Him gave bad night, Mokro, and us alone. Even the lashon, the kivin, the kapin, the gimel zimni. That's not right.
To be gimel without the base.
It should be kivin the low kapin gimel zimni. Kivin the hayroi the hakbit gimel zimni below micha. I don't know. The kapin beginners, the kapin. I don't know. The kapin. It should have been kapin. The kapit begimel zimnin. You know, that doesn't read right. The kapit begimel zimnin. You're not kapit zimnin. The guy wasn't kapit at all. he should be either keeping the low cup in the gimel zimnin or the kivin. No, no. Cup in the gimel zimnin, it sounds like what Rosh Bam says, that I lose my temper after 3 years. That's not Shor HaMoed. It has nothing to do with Shor HaMoed. Cup in the gimel zimnin, it's not true. Shor HaMoed, you're cup in one zimnin, except that you have three zimnin that you were supposed to be cup in. The kivin the garmin Shor HaMoed, the el garmin Shor HaMoed, the kivin the cup in the gimel zimnin el micha.
I think this sounds like Hoksik Shaskin. I mean, no.
Who's Hoksik? Where does it sound Hoksik Shaskin?
Below Micha, right? I mean, Vadni Machet, he should have been. I'm just get switched to Lashon.
He should have said, the Kivin, the low cup in Gimel Zimnin.
Below Micha. Below Micha. What does Below Micha mean?
But what is the cup in there? I'm just. The Kivin, the cup in the Gimel Zimnin. What does those words mean?
It means since he's supposed to be cup in the Gimel Zimnin.
Okay, but it doesn't say. Okay, but
he
doesn't say.
He is cupid. He is cupid. He is cupid, and he didn't say anything. A person is cupid, and he didn't say anything. Not that he's not cupid. He is cupid. He just doesn't. He kept quiet, even though he's cupid.
I don't know. Rava here says, "Shasa kamaisa lo cupid." Now this is that word lo cupid. The way we interpret it to mean. He's not Meichel. So he's not Meichel, that means he's upset. But he doesn't express it. So Kapid doesn't mean that he's not upset in his heart. And Chayra, Kapid means he doesn't express it.
Right. That's what sounds like Tyson's saying.
So the Kivin the Kapid Begimel Zimnit. What does that mean? Kivin the Kapid. Kapid means. To he expresses the word kapid doesn't just mean that he's upset in his heart. Kapid means kapid. No,
the peda means the raya from the eating. My eating could be a raya because of his kapeda and keeping quiet, even though he was makbid. That's a beautiful raya that he must have vade makbid to me. Otherwise, why in the world would he keep quiet?
Even the coffin guy would be up in three them. Okay, but we, so what side is this Kasha? Whoever said, I would answer Tysis that if you're going to say that a person's cup in three times, then we have the Kasha the Gemara asked before. So if you have something that grows faster, you should be cupped. You should have a chazaka in less than a year, three seasons. Right? That was the Gemara's kasha. That's how the Gemara slugged up this shot. If you're going to tell me that the guy gets human nature is that a person is supposed to get cupped after every eating, so then you shouldn't need 3 full years. You should be sufficient with 18 months. Because you have three eatings. That was a Gemara's Kasha. Gemara and Chotzka some of the days.
Yeah, but we were learning that Kasha is on the corner of the mayor. According to Yehuda, we didn't have a problem.
Yeah, okay, but that was good. So that's why the Gemara dropped his shot, because of Rameyer. And Akinami, they only slugged it up in Rameyer. So tell you, we're only in Rameyer, okay? Well, so we're in Rameyer. So in Rav Meir, we have a kasha that if you're going to say it because of three kpedas, then you shouldn't need 3 years. And Amai, it's not because of three kpedas, it's because a person doesn't lose his temper until a certain amount of time. Okay, so that's nothing to do with Shor HaMoed. It is if you're saying that a person gets cupped three times, so then the thing that makes you cupid is the eating of a crap.
Yep,
so then I should be three,
Gemara's kasha, the Gemara's kasha would never be on the Rabbanan because a person needs a full year of eating to be cupid. he would never say that it goes even shorter because that's the way it comes to work.
The Gemara said, that's what the Gemara said in Chaf Chesem and Abbeis, that a person gets cupped, if he gets cupped on a crop, then it doesn't have to be a full year. Right? That was the Gemara's Kasha. But Rameir, the Amar, Rechik, Nigel, Zeb, Chayna, Koshin, Achla, Taas, Peri. The called the Yuma. So you're going to say a person only cup in on a year. And so the one's like, where's Kasha? And Chaf Chesem and Beis. The Gemara and Chaf Chesem and Beis was assuming that if a person's cupping, he's cupping on what causes the cupping is a crop. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference whether the crop is stretched out to a year or not year. It's a crop that's making the kveda.
Maybe that's good for the Gemara's kasha from Mel Yashiv. And Tyson's Hobby, that would be the Gemara's kasha from Mel Yashiv. That it comes out that it's shorter.
I don't know. But again, so I don't understand what Tyson is asking. The Gemara Gufa shrugged up this possibility on Chav Chesam and Beis. Because the Gemara asked, according to you, if you're not even sure I'm moving, it should be 18 months. It should be Kiriv, because what causes a guy to get upset is a crap. So you shouldn't need 3 years. Now the Gemara is saying a completely different Svara. That a person gets upset when you're Sheenish Bavlazo. Okay, that's something else. That has no shaykhus to Shura Mu'ed. If you're learning from Shura Mu'ed, it's because I get upset because you stole from me. So then every crap is what gets me upset. It's if they upset. Sheenish, again, a Sheenish Bablaso. So why don't you have the same problem? Sheenish Bablaso should also be after 18 months, right? Now the Gemara should have asked the same kasha that they asked on Chav Ches Samad Beis on this pshat too. Why is it that it's a kazakah 3 years? How over Shidish Bablaso? That should happen in 18 months. It's Shidish Bablaso.
So Tysus can't suggest this because then the Gemara's kasha would still exist. Rebbe's asking. I'm saying if Lamaise said we need the three, and that's the way it's working from the three, so Tysus, that's inherently Sharmuid. So we're doing a fancy thing, calling it something else. But Lamaise said Sharmuid. That's what I'm saying.
But that's not right. I'm sorry, because Sharmuid means you have three rayas. And the way the Rashbam says it, you have one raya. There's no shaykhus to Shura Mu'ed. Not connected to Shura Mu'ed. Rashbam is saying, Ho'o v'shinish b'avlaso. Yeah, that's why I suspect Tavis is arguing with the Rashbam. According to Rashbam, it has nothing to do with Shura Mu'ed. According to Rashbam, it's Ho'o v'shinish b'avlaso. You went ahead and you did there's only one raya, according to the Rashbam. The raya is that people have a limit to their patience. That when you do something three times, a normal person gets upset. Less than three times, they don't get upset. Three times, they get upset. Okay. That has nothing to do with Shura Mu'ed. Shura Mu'ed, we say that one time would get you upset, but unless we have three rayas, we're not going to accept that as a conclusive proof, because even though we have a raya, but we're not misboiled from a raya. We're not going to take the raya and rely on it until the raya. We have three rayas reinforcement.
So when the Gemara says loy kapit, it just means it's a fluke. Loy kapit means he should, but we have no real proof.
Okay, I don't know. That means. But that's not what Rashi says, Rashbam, right? Rashbam says, it's because if you're learning from Shura Mu'ed, it's not sheet, it's that there are three, each year is a raya. And we have three independent rayas. So now three rayas join forces and they convince us. Rashbam is saying, Shidish Bavlaso, that I only have, you did one bad thing to me. You insulted me three times. It's okay. Maybe Tybus is arguing with Rashbam. Okay, we'll have to think about this. But in the Rashbam, it has nothing to do with Shor HaMoed. Because in the Rashbam, the shot is that a person only gets upset when it's Shidish Bavlaso. The fact that you are Shidish Bavlaso gets me upset. How much chutzpah can you have? So there's only one raya. But let me see Tybus again. Tema. But I think that's not what Rashi's saying. Rashi's probably saying here. So, okay, I don't know. Anyway, keep it. What?
So can we say what Shmuel was saying, but not in the Rashbam, that Tosfos is learning like Kapid over here, not as a like Kapid, but meaning as it's possible that it's a fluke.
Just like a mice, and other Tosfos is arguing with Rashbam,
right,
saying that you need three proofs. But wait, why?
The first year we could say like Kapid, meaning that it's a fluke why he wasn't Makbid. Second year it was a fluke why he wasn't Makbid. Third year, you know, it's already, now we have three riots.
That's not really what the word Al-Kapit means.
That I agree. But, you know, fine to say Pshan and Tysus.
Right. And it comes out. And Tybus is a very weak question. And the words of Tybus are funny because Tybus says, the Hainu, time and Ami to the ill. Okay. And he's telling me what was, in other words, it comes out that Tybus is Kasha because he learned the Gemara here different than Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershon. But the way he asks the Kasha is he stresses that, well, this is as if the Chiddush of Tybus' question is that he's telling us Pshat in the Gemara before. According to what we're saying, according to your pshat, the reason why Tybus has a kasha is because he has a chiddush de kapshat in the Gemara now. And that he doesn't even bother saying. Okay, let me read the tarets. I'm still confused. In Shlomar delal dami, devadi rami shmol dazo bas rachivish, shaper matzin amigmar mishar amuid. The Mahasam hooks like Nakam and Bimil Pamim. Avkan, the Shlosh, Achila, Simlo, Shemachrano, Payamakman. The Ain, Zamazet, Tluye, Mishir, Zman. Arabora, the toy, Mishir, Zman, Kama, Yisha, Biakman, Lo Shayach, Lemigma, Mishara, Muid. What's he talking about? Hey, Shlomar, the love dummy. The bad that Rishmol does the Basra Chinesh. Chapri must make me sure I'm moving. The Mahos of Hooks Ignax, let me give him the geeses. Afka, the Shlosh Achines, if no Mushamachman, how are you back to it?
Be the full year.
One second. Afka, the Shlosh Achines, if no Shamachman, how are you back to it? Afkan, the Shlosh Negilkinis, in Losh Machalo, Paya Magbid. The Ain Zeb is at Tluya Bishir is mad. Avorabana, the Tloy Bishir is mad. Kama Yishbe Biakbid, Loshayach Lemigmer Misharamuid. I have no idea what he's saying. But what I think, I think we're making a major mistake here. Look at his lashon. So again, he explains Shor HaMoed. The Mahasam hooks the Nakhle Mishlosh Pamin. Afka Mishlosh Achilos Imlo Machlin Ohayam Makbid. I don't believe he's saying three rayas, like we learned Shor HaMoed. I think he's saying that he changed Yimshan and Shor HaMoed. In other words, we and that's what he said in his Kasha. There's we understood Shor HaMoed, that Shor HaMoed is three rayas. Three rayas, one raya is not a raya. We don't say, even though it's a raya, we're not going to go on to take it to the bank. Two rayas, we're not going to take it to the bank. But three rayas, that's really can't be a coincidence. So then we assume it's definitely true. But he's saying the snapshot. It's not that it's three rayas. His shot is that Shor HaMoed is Huk Signatka Mishosh Pamim. Afka Mishosh Achilas Himlosha Mokhlo Yamakbid. The three times. Three times make you a Naklin. Here also, three times you would be Makbid. No, I'm not being clear. I'm sorry. And to me, it sounds like from his lashon that he says he's not saying that it's three independent, three small rayas. It's one raya that comes after three times. And for the kivin the kapit begimels him. That was in his question. After three times, it's kapit, and then he says again, shlosh achilos imilo maklan ohayamakbid. Not that you would be Makbid three times. You'd be Makbid one time. It sounds that way. It sounds like that Tysus, in other words, I think that Tysus knows. We thought that, as Sandy said before, is that Rashbam says that the reason why the human nature is to say something is because of three avlas. So we thought that had nothing to do with Shor HaMoed, because Shor HaMoed, you need three proofs, and here you only have one proof. So I think that what Tavis is doing is he's changing Shad and Shor HaMoed. Shor HaMoed is also only one proof. Shor HaMoed is one proof. Just the one proof occurs after three times. Maybe if you learn it's like a habit forming, not a siba, not a simen. So the siba comes after the third time. It's not first time and a second time. The third time is it doesn't. First two times do nothing. It's the third time all by itself that does it. It's the third time is based on the collection of the first two, but it's not that the first time is a shtickle makes you a mu'ud, and second, the three times makes you into a mu'ud. So here also, three times, imlo shemokun, I am akbid. He's learning, but I suspect that he's learning a different shot, and that's why in his kasha, he speaks about shot and shor HaMoed. He's very meduyik in his lashon. This Tahainu Nami time into the Gamri Shor HaMoed. In other words, his Chiddush, Tavis is saying that in his question, he's explaining Pshat and Shor HaMoed different than we always understood Shor HaMoed. That's why he has a Kasha. I hope I'm being clear. I want to claim that Tavis, if you would learn Pshat and Shor HaMoed, that it's three Rayas, then Tavis Kasha would not make sense. Tavis in his Kasha says that's not pshat in Shura Mu'ud. Shura Mu'ud is not three rayas. You only have a raya after three times is a raya. Three times is a doing something three times. It's a siba. So doing it three times, now that's what makes it into a habit. So therefore, it's one raya, not three rayas. So here also it's the same thing. So then he answers that even though Shura Mu'ud is one raya, if it's the raya is in actions, so then three times becomes one raya. That's a lashon. Shlosh achiras and losh machan ohayim makbid once. But if it's in zman, you can't say that. I'm sure I'm moving. I'm losing my voice. What are you people saying? Not making any sense? No, everyone's speechless?
The word Huchzik Shaskin and Tysus, that whole Tysus seemed very much three times.
Tysus doesn't say here Huchzik Shaskin.
I know that when we learned Shura Mu'ud before, and Taisa told us what it was before. And if Rebbe's saying he's switching, there has to be a hechach for him to switch an entire sugya after he gets into the Rabbanan. So, I mean, what happened? We just discovered, we don't like to discover a new pshat after we finish the whole sugya, right, of whole Yusha. And if we do, then there has to be a reason why Taisa is doing that.
Okay, that's a valid point.
But is Rebbe saying that Tosfos is just mechadesh it now, or is Tosfos going to have learned this all along?
I'm saying that I don't know, but it fits into a little bit even by the Deek and Tavis's question. Tavis in his question, this the Hainu time and Nami deal to get me sure I'm moving. Like, why does Tavis say that? Like, he has to tell me what the Leman from Shura Mu'ud was. I know what the Leman from Shura Mu'ud is. So it's Guba, the Lashon of Tavis' Kasha. I mean, that's the main Arichas of Tavis' Kasha is explaining the Drasha from Shura Mu'ud, which is a Chaira, not necessary, right? Two, he does a crummy job of explaining it. The Kivin, the Kapit, the Gimel Zimin. We said that that's grammatically not right because he's not Kapit, the Gimel Zimin. He's Kapit. He's kapid every year. So Kivin the kapid gimel zimnit, or he's kapid, he should have been kapid gimel zimnit. There's a word missing. So Tavis in his question discusses Pshat and Shura Mu'ud, which L'chaira is no reason for him to discuss. He doesn't say, there's something missing. He should have said Kivin that he's supposed to be kapit, but now it's very good. Taisus Gufa in his question is telling you this is how I learned Shura Mu'ud. The kapit begins him then.
But can he learn? Meaning, once he says pshat, can he learn that through the whole sugya of Holchei Usha that was pshat?
Yeah, obviously, right. Yes, I assume so. I don't know, but that's why he's speaking it out. Think, why did Tavis speak out in his question, Shad and Shura Mu'ud? Because Tavis understands that he's saying a Chiddush of Shad and Shura Mu'ud. And that really fits much better in his words. The cup in the Gimel Zimnin. He's not cup in one time. He's not cup in one, right? He's cup in only in Gimel Zimnin. Right? So there's two diukim in Tavis' question. One is that he's speaking out something which L'chaira knew in his Havamina. Why does he speak out Pshat in Shura Mu'ud? Two, he didn't say it right because he says, Kapit B'Gimel Zimnin, the whole Pshat in Shura Mu'ud is Kapit one time, but when you're a Zimnin, you're Zimnin, you're Huchzik Shatkin. He doesn't say the words Huchzik Shatkin. It's not kapid begimel zimnin. It's kapid. The kapid comes one time. It's he should have said either he's supposed to be kapid gimel zimin or he wasn't kapid zimel zimin. In other words, there's a word missing. But now it's very good. He's telling you a new pshat in Shor HaMoed. The kimin the kapid be gimel zimin. That you the beda comes only after gimel zimin. And that could also be pshat in Shor HaMoed. I don't know. And so he's. But so the Shmuel is asking, good, where's so if Taibis is telling you a Nubshan and Shor HaMoed, so don't say a Nubshan and Shor HaMoed and don't ask a Kasha. Okay, I hear you, it's a valid point. You know, that kind of, Taibis is speaking out a brand Nubshan and Shor HaMoed, and therefore he's asking a Kasha that we're in Chavta has. So don't say that, that's Shan and Shor HaMoed, and then don't have a problem. I think it's very funny. I agree that the Shmuel is right. It's very funny what Saif is doing. Okay, what is it? No one says something here. No, he doesn't have anything here in this cipher. Okay, I don't know. I don't see anyone here talking about this crisis. No. Okay, I don't know the answer. I'll try and do some research for tomorrow. But it's something very funny. Parshat Pshat, and it needs to say over the question. The question is, in Lomdus, where Rashbam says the Pshat is that Tzalash HaMashiach B'Avloso means that the reason why the person gets upset because you did it three times. There's only one reason why the guy gets upset. So then it's nothing to do with Shor HaMoed. Shor HaMoed means three times. So that's the Lomdish question. The Lashon question is, why does Taisus in his Havamina, in his Lashon, discuss Pshat and Shor HaMoed? You know, like we just came off a last blot. We learned the whole blot, the whole Chayushal from Shor HaMoed. We obviously understood Shor HaMoed. So what Taif is now has to repeat over Pshat and Shor HaMoed. I know what the limit from Shor HaMoed was. You know, that's like, it's very strange. Taif is, this is what he, in other words, we don't even understand Taif is Kasha. And instead he's Marech to explain something which is Pashat. We know what Pshat and Shor HaMoed is. And he doesn't do a good job of explaining it. Because keeping the cup in the Gimel Zimnei, it's not true. It's Kapid, Gimel, Kapid. It should be Kimin the low Kapid, the Gimel Zimne, the low Micha. So my suspicion is that Taibis is changing Chan and Shor HaMoed. And that's why Yasek Asha. He's saying that if you would learn Chan and Shor HaMoed the normal way, that Huxik Shatrin, that I wouldn't have a kasha. But that's not Pshat and Shor HaMoed. Pshat and Shor HaMoed is different. But Hagufa, and that's why he has to explain it. But Hagufa, who tells Taisus to learn a new Pshat and Shor HaMoed? That's what Shmuel is asking. I hear you. That's a good point. Now, if Taisus, in order to ask his kasha, has to be Mechadesh, a new Pshat and Shor HaMoed, so Gufa, don't be Mechadesh, a new Pshat, and don't have a question. So, what you probably have to say is that even though the Gemara originally learned Shor HaMoed when Huxik Shatrin, but somehow or another, Taivis assumes that at the end of the day on Chav Ches Amid Beis, they had a drop, the Huzklik Shat, Kim Shat, and they had to learn this noob shot in Sharab Muin. And that's what Tavis is saying, that at the end of the day, this is shot in Sharab Muin. Where does he know that from? That's not what he said in the beginning. In Chav Ches Amid Beis, he says, Huzklik, so why does he, where does he get to say in a new chat? Okay. Anyways, I'll try to look again tomorrow. Okay. All right, that's the stop. Tomorrow, I'd like to do something new. So if we can think about anything about this, we'll do this. Otherwise, we'll just give up. Sandy, I make you a job to do some research. Ask the people in Flatbush. Can't hear you.
Sorry. I know that like a month ago, I was trying, I did this Tosas like in Bikias, and I didn't find anybody. Okay. Okay. I'll try.
Okay. Anyway, what I'd like to do tomorrow, assuming we don't get back into this, which I don't know, I'm not doing it in the morning. There's a Mukayay Seif and the Rush. They're both on the Nemara's next question, a Machosh Shalabafanov. What happens if a person makes a Machosh Shalabafanov and the Maisa Adim, the people that he made the Machosh in front of them say they didn't tell anyone? So the Mukayay Seif, right? In other words, I made a Machosh Shalabafanov in front of two Adim. And the Maisa, the Adim, admit, and the Gemara said it worked because Chavra Chavra could say. But what if the Adim say, you know what? We never told a soul. We forgot all about it. We never told anyone. And yeah, the guy never heard it. So what's the din? So both in the book of Yosef and the Rosh say that it's not a good chazaka. But the shine is why? So it sounds like they're giving different reasons, the Megayay Seif and the Rush. So I like to see that machlekes between the Megayay Seif and the Rush. Why, if the Adim say that they didn't tell anyone, why it's not a chazaka? Okay, then maybe, and then next week, I'm trying saving the Ramban for next week, because that's like a whole, Ramban is a whole week sugya by itself. I don't know.
Where is that Ramban? Is that Ramban on the previous page, on Kaf Ches Amud Beis, or?
I don't know.
It's not Membeis?
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, it's on Membeis? Okay.
All right, Yeshikayach, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Feel better.
Okay, good night.